Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to all of you who are new listeners in 2019. Maybe you're starting your year off right. If you're interested in receiving a personalized Monday prayer in your inbox every single week for 2 years, so this is me praying for you, not verbally like this, but in writing, you can go to marydemuth.com and find that there, as well as actually I think the better place to go would be JesusEveryday.life, and you can sign up there for your free Monday prayer with your name in it for 2 years. All right, so today we're continuing our journey through 1 Timothy, and we're in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15 in the Phillips translation of the Bible, which is actually a paraphrase. And here is what it says. I want the men to pray in all the churches with sincerity, without resentment or doubt in their minds. The women should be dressed quietly, and their demeanor should be modest and serious. The adornment of a Christian woman is not a matter of an elaborate coiffure, expensive clothes, or valuable jewelry, but the living of a good life. A woman should learn quietly and humbly. Personally, I don't allow women to teach, nor do I put them into positions of authority over men. I believe their role is to be receptive. My reasons are that man was created before woman. Further, it was Eve and not Adam who was first deceived and fell into sin. Nevertheless, I believe that women will come safely through childbirth if they maintain a life of faith, love, holiness, and gravity. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for another day to love you. Thank you that it is the second day of the year and our whole year stretches out before us. What a blessing that is. And thank you that the Apostle Paul talked to Timothy about very practical things. And I don't purport to understand all of it and how it all works and what the Greek is, but I am grateful that we are instructed to pray at all times, that is our mandate. And Lord, I pray that in our churches today that we would be people of prayer, that we would be lifting our holy hands heavenward and surrendering to you in our churches. So that is my prayer today. And Lord, help us all to be humble. Help us all to learn from you. Help us all to understand your authority, however that means in our context. Lord, we submit to your authority. We give our lives to you. We trust that you know what is best. And Lord, I ask for your forgiveness in wanting to be in control of my relationship with you. I almost hesitate to even pray that out loud because it's so hard to admit and to realize that I have been guilty of micromanaging my relationship with you, thinking, okay, I'm in charge of it. I've got to make sure that I make myself holy or do all these holy habits, or I choose the right things. I even decide what needs to be tackled. And Lord, instead, you want me to submit to you, to listen to your Holy Spirit, and to respond to you as you lead me. And I pray that for the person listening today, that we would not try to take control of even how our relationship with you goes, but that we would be quiet today to spend a little time just trying to listen to your voice, to hear your encouragement, to be receptive to your word, to subjugate ourselves to your will, even if it looks crazy, even if it looks hard, even if it looks impossible. Lord, forgive us for trying to figure it all out. Forgive us for taking the reins and trying to drive the horse of this relationship with you. Instead, Lord, show us what you want us to work on. Show us what's the next part of our healing. Show us what little piece of obedience we need to obey. And Lord, help us to trust you in that journey. Help us to realize that you've got it all in the palm of your hand and that you are trustworthy. You are a father who loves his children, who sent his son to adopt us into his family, and I'm so, so thankful. I am grateful today for that adoption. I'm grateful today that I am called your child. I am grateful that there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave, nor free, nor male, nor female. All are one in Christ Jesus. And so in light of that, as your beloved child, I just rest in it today. And I pray that kind of rest for my friend too, as he or she is listening. Holy rest, peace, no more turmoil, just peace. peace. You promise that your peace you will give to us, not as the world gives, do you give to us. Help our hearts not to be troubled today. Help us not to be anxious, but to give it all to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to sponsor the podcast, that would be so awesome. You can go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay, which makes sense. And you can sponsor anywhere from a dollar all the way on up. At the $5 level, you'll get a free painting from me every month. At the $10 level, you'll get your name on a wall. And at the $20 level, you will get a free podcast that nobody else gets in the whole wide world. So hope you're having a great day and happy January 2nd.